If you live in East Lansing, you may have been hearing a lot of chainsaws lately. The city is in the midst of a 5-year tree trimming project. The Lansing Board of Water and Light is clearing branches away from power lines in hopes of avoiding the massive electric outages the region is prone to in icy and windy conditions. 8 o'clock in East Lansing. The morning rhythm of school bus stops and driveway backouts is over. As the neighborhood clears out to start another workday, the tree crews come rumbling in to start theirs. It's cloudy and chilly, not the ideal weather for tying a yellow harness around the old oak tree. Still, the work needs to be done. This particular grove on Grove Street is branching out through some overhead power lines. Clad in bright yellow safety vests, Adam Spence and Clint Wiederberg gaze at the treetops like Caesar at the Rubicon. Scaling a 30 or 40-foot tree is tricky business. Some strategy is in order.
You got to get up there, find out what you need to do, find the best tie-in point so that if you need to rope it down, you know exactly where you need to rope it.
The clinking of carabiners soon gives way to the churning of chainsaws. The weaker, decaying branches are near the top. Some get the chainsaw. Others in more delicate spots near the live wires require hand trimming. As the branches fall, they're scooped up and sent to the mulcher. Thick limbs that may have once held adventurous children in days of old are quickly dispatched into tiny chips that may one day line countless garden beds. The circle of life in suburbia. This job should have been done a long time ago. By the time the now legendary Christmas ice storm paralyzed mid-Michigan in 2013, the Lansing Board of Water and Light had made the financial decision to cut back on tree trimming.
And it really came back to bite us there.
Dick Peffley is the general manager of the BWL.
The limbs were overhanging the wires. The ice got on. They brought the wires down. And there were certain areas that when we went in to do any kind of trimming, we were met with a lot of resistance, and it was just easier to back off. It wasn't the right thing to do long term, which is what the ice storm showed us.
The resistance Peffley talks about was born from a prolonged status quo. Most areas of East Lansing had not seen systematic tree trimming in 3 decades.
So you moved into your house, you've been there 30 years, and nothing's happened, and all of a sudden we're coming through saying that we need to do this, and wondering why now. We should have been coming through every 5 years.
It took a year to clean up after the ice storm. Then the BWL launched its 5-year tree trimming program. Crews began in their largest service area, the city of Lansing. In 2016, the project got a reality check. When a windstorm swept through the region last July, the trimmed sections of Lansing suffered a less than 10% outage rate. Peffley says in East Lansing, where no trimming had yet been done, the rate topped 90%. And there was another issue. Some East Lansing customers needed some new infrastructure. Again, Dick Peffley.
The first areas we went to, their electric service wasn't even a compatible voltage with our service, so that when you had an outage, we couldn't just cross them over because the two lines weren't compatible, and their substation that was supplying them energy was built in World War II, shortly thereafter, I guess to be exact, and we said, we need to upgrade you. But unfortunately, to get there, the trees had grown up so much that, you know, we had to do a lot of removals. We didn't want to do, you know, I'd much rather be doing minor vegetation trimming out there than taking trees down. But we had to get through this, and so far it's gone very smooth for us. We'll not say any way, shape, or form, but people are happy, but they're understanding.
The Lansing Board of Water and Light is about halfway through its 5-year campaign. The utility will keep its focus on East Lansing. In the coming year, trimming is scheduled in the Fairview, Glen Cairn, and Pinecrest neighborhoods. A complete map of the project can be found at the BWL website. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.